It isn't only NFL superstars who get concussions. It's high school basketball players, cheerleaders, soccer players, even softball players like Lauren Gunter.
Being a catcher, you're at the plate. So girls are coming into you hard. You know, you've got to dive. You've got to get hit with the ball. You've got to take hits from other people. I mean, anything could happen.
This is Lauren's fourth year as varsity catcher at Crowley High School outside Fort Worth. As her teammates practice, she recalls her concussion in a playoff game last May.
I turned around to dive, and it was kind of on a hill. So when I turned, I just kind of jumped up in the air and hit the ground so hard. My head just kind of flung backwards. Everything was kind of spinning around. But I kept playing, trying to finish that game.
The Eagles lost, and a few days later, Lauren was still nauseous and dizzy. And she didn't even hit her head.
Well, it really doesn't matter. Just because you didn't hit your head doesn't mean you don't have a concussion.
Dr. Damon Blewett treated Lauren. He's director of Ben Hogan Texas Health Sports Medicine and specializes in concussion management.
We know that it can be just from forward forces, if it's rotational forces, you know, even something like a whiplash type of injury where you don't hit your head, you still have motion and force that goes upon the brain and the skull that can give you symptoms of a concussion.
The number of high school athletes diagnosed with concussions has significantly increased over the last decade, from 9% in 2005 to 22% in 2012. Blewett says the jump is probably due to more people reporting the injury. Still, nearly half of concussions go unreported. Dr. Jake Resch says diagnosing a concussion is no easy task.
Because remember, when an athlete has an injury to the elbow or to the shoulder or to the ankle, it's pretty apparent. They limp, they may be wearing a brace, or they might be even wearing a cast. But with a concussion, you can't see it.
Resch, who runs the Brain Injury Lab at UT Arlington, is organizing this year's concussion conference. He uses a battery of tests to diagnose a concussion, including a neurocognitive computer test called IMPACT.
It's a glorified video game.
Full of numbers, shapes, and colors. Younger athletes take longer to recover than those guys in the NFL, usually about 11 days. But after those initial symptoms subside, we don't know what happens.
So the thing that I'm most excited about learning from our study is the long-term effects of the injury. Does one or two concussions really deter a high school student from normal development as they go through from their freshman year to their senior year and impact them longer than the 11 to 15 days we typically associate with a sport concussion?
Resch is working with a team of North Texas doctors to follow athletes for several years. He hopes to have their first results this summer. By then, catcher Lauren Gunter will be headed off to the University of Houston on a softball scholarship. She's been symptom-free since she took a few weeks off after her concussion. Lauren says she's been warned about getting a second head injury, but won't change how she plays.
Most sports nowadays are contact sports, so what are you going to do? I mean, you got to go, you got to put it all out there on the line for your team, so you got to play hard.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.